cause trouble or create. I mean, it's divide and conquer. And I mean, the yes. feminism, it I would say it, one of the objectives was to double the taxable workforce, you know, get yes. women working and you yes. get more taxes. Simple as that.
Yes, is that, that's a very good point. Absolutely. Yeah. And at the same time, and sometimes you break up the family, by not having the parents part of the giving too much credence to the nanny or the carer, and the child gets attached to the carer, not to the parent, and then feels loyalty to the carer, not to the parent and such. But there's also other aspects too, Martin, you see, that trouble me. I mean, all the subtleties of relationships are being thrown away. My grandchildren are taught to speak to their teachers with their first name. And I say to the kindergarten teacher, which you're no longer allowed to call a kindergarten because, of course, it's too German to call it a kindergarten, though all children in the West went to a kindergarten. They now go to play school. I say to them, wouldn't it be nicer if the child calls you Miss Julie or whatever? And they say, oh, no, we want to be friends with the child. I said, but you aren't a friend, you're a teacher. And everybody has a role, and these roles have been, for a very long time, these customs have been created which distinguish our roles. And, there's a difference, I say, too, between a girlfriend and a wife. A very big difference. And if you're going to make a family, you really want to make a family with a wife, not a girlfriend. And I've come across so many people I admire very much, young people, who have not married. Well, they don't understand that there's a big difference between a girlfriend and a wife. There's so much of this being corroded that is valuable. Not all that we have from the past is valuable, but these things are valuable. The subtleties, someone said to me, oh, well, it's a friendlier place now because everybody calls each other by their first name. I said, but that's not friendly, that's superficial. A friend is someone you know. A person who's answering the phone on a call center from Mumbai who calls you by your first name, that's not a friend. That's actually an impertinence to imagine that they are a friend when in fact they're not. They can be friendly, but they are not a friend and therefore should address you as sir or miss or madam and not by your first name. Because when we address each other by our first name, we indicate to other people around us what the relationship is between those people. And all of these nuanced ideas that make life much richer and all our relationships more meaningful are deliberately being eroded. And I think it's a great mistake. I think it's so nice when, I mean, I've always got